Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. Today's guest is Olympic weightlifter George Pajura. George and I have been friends for almost 40 years, and I've had the pleasure of training with George many times over the years. His list of accomplishments in the sport of weightlifting is quite long, so I'll just mention a few of them, or we could be here all day. In 1984, he tied for first place at the USA Senior National Championships, and this qualified him for the Olympic Trials, where he placed third. Is that correct, George? Was it third?
Yes, it was, yeah.
Okay, and that was in the 82.5 kilo weight class. George came up just short of a chance to represent Team USA at the 1984 Summer Games. But he continued competing, and 22 years later, after coming back from major knee surgery, he won a gold medal at the 2006 Masters World Weightlifting Championships in the 85 kilo weight class. George is a member of the USA Masters Weightlifting Hall of Fame, and he's still competing today at the age of 67. Welcome to the show, George.
Thanks, Mark. I didn't realize it was that long we've been working out together, but it has been. Yeah.
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
So I guess the first question that listeners would want to know is, what got you interested in weightlifting to begin with?
I don't know. I guess it was I was interested in strength. As a kid, I was always small, very tiny, stature and weight-wise. And I used to watch the movies, the Hercules movies. And, you know, so you see some bodybuilders. I think, wow, I want to be like that, a strong guy. And got a hold of some old Strength and Health magazines, muscular right. development back in high school. And I started working out in my basement. And that's pretty much how I got started. I found I'm not too much into the bodybuilding, but I like the strength stuff. Putting as much weight on right. over my head as I could. So that really interested me. And found out about Belleville and the old guys, Phil Grappaldi, Bob Giordano, Terry Manton, all going down, they're down there. And I was up in Connecticut and made a couple trips down there to just to learn. And eventually I went to school at Montclair State. They had a team there. Those guys were there. And that's how I got started.
So when did you first start competing?
I think it was 1976 was my first competition. I don't recall where. I think it was local. And also in 1976, they had the Collegiate Nationals, because now I was on the Montclair State team, and they sent the full team. And go figure, I happened to win. So I won the National Collegiates that year, too, as a skinny 132-pounder. Yeah.
Okay. So how long?
First time I got the
About how long did you train?
Like I said, I was doing it in high school.
Oh, that was a...
Lot of time in my basement, and just from magazines and whatever I could find, I tried to pick up technique, and a couple times going to Belleville,
right,
working with those guys, they helped, but wasn't, I guess, not training, I guess, seriously that long. Like I say, I was always fairly strong, stronger than, you know, classmates and whatnot, friends, so just worked out.
Right. So what year was it that you first qualified for a major competition? Like maybe
I remember going to
the Nationals.
Well, they had something called the Junior Nationals. I went to that, and I think it was 1978, which I don't know if it's now, they got rid of that and they just call it now the American Open, or they started calling it the American Open. Qualifying for my first Nationals was 79, and I went with a couple of the guys to the 78 Nationals just for motivation, and it worked, because 1 year later I ended up qualifying, and that was my first year.
What weight class was that in, Jordan?
Oh, I'm sorry. It was a 148. So, I was still a skinny guy.
Okay.
But at that time, I was kind of proud because it was the first time I clean and jerked double body weight at 148. So, yeah, that's the one thing I remember about being in that weight class.
Right. And then from that point on, how many national competitions did you compete in? Do you remember, like, how many years in a row did you qualify for the nationals?
I think so. It was subsequent years, pretty much every year that I can remember. I'd say some I didn't fare too well, but I qualified.
Right.
The best result was what you mentioned. It was 1984. And came in second on body weight when ties were resolved with a person's body weight. And I think I told you the banana story. The guy who
yes.
won. I had seen him, I think it was at a Masters competition many years later. And he told me the banana story where he was waiting for a friend to give him a banana or a couple of bananas because he felt he was light and he was going to eat them before he weighed in. But the guy never showed up. So he told me that if he ate the bananas, I probably would have been lighter. And, well,
right.
It wasn't meant to be. So I just thought that was a funny story.
Now, was that actually a three-way tie, George?
It was actually three-way, yeah, yeah. So, you know, I think I believe I missed a clean and jerk, and I missed a snatch, so, but who knows? It turned out the way it did. The guy who won, he took what he needed, his last clean and jerk, and he made it. So,
right.
All credit to him.
And what were your lifts in that competition?
Oh man, you're really pressing on to remember. I think it might have been had to be 135, 175. I think that's what it was. Yeah.
Okay. That's for our listeners that don't know, that's kilos. That's not pounds.
That's in kilos, yeah. 135 is rounded up as 298. 175 is 385, 386, rounded up, pounds.
And you eventually snatched over 300 pounds, right, George?
I did the 137.5 when increments were 2.5 kilos, and that was 303. I did that a few times. Actually, I did that in the Olympic trials. And a couple local meets also, the 137.5, 303. Yeah. That's my best competition snatch.
What was your best in training, George?
308, 140.
140.
Yes.
And your best clean and jerk?
177.5, which is 391. My best clean is 180, which is 390, no, rounded up, 397. That's the most I've done.
So you came very close to 400.
And I think one time in training, I put it on the bar and did a nice high pull with it, and that was about it.
And this was at 82.5 kilos, right?
That's correct, yeah, 181 body weight, yeah. And I'm still weighing about that. Well, maybe a little less, 178 pounds right now. Because the current weight class is 81. Yeah.
And you held, if I remember correctly, you held several New Jersey state records. Do you know if anyone ever broke those records?
I don't know. I know back in the day, 70s and 80s, they... a lot was going on with New Jersey weightlifting. A couple different people ran meets, both North and South Jersey. The Garden State Games were held every year, and now none of that's done. If you want to go to a competition, usually it's out of state. But, yeah, they really maintain the state records at that point. So I don't know. I would then the weight class has changed. I always remember Mike Listro when I was lifted at 165. You know, you say, oh, I'm going to break your records, going to break your records. I lifted at 165 only maybe a couple of years. And I know he did break them. He did more than I did. So you could tell him it wasn't much, though.
Yeah, I'll mention that to him.
Yeah, tell him it wasn't by much.
I'm sure he has it all on record. You also held some masters records. Is that in the snatch?
You know, it's different age groups. So as you go up, I know I held a few. Don't ask me to remember them, what it was. I think in the 40 age group, I think in the 45, I think in the 50 age group, I was doing, held a few records. Yeah. But they've all been broken. And now with the change of the weight classes, they're pretty much gone.
Right. So what was your, what was your last major competition, George?
It was actually the Worlds. It was held in December of last year, 2022. And it was a little over a year after knee replacement surgery. You know, my left knee just went and it was just had been bothering me. And finally, I had to have the surgery. And I thought, gee, you know, well, I'll still be able to do some lifts, you know, muscle clean, muscle snatch, very light stuff, and I'll be happy with that. And as time went on, I gained more confidence. And I was told by a chiropractor, a doctor, that, yeah, you could do lifts. You can't go below parallel. So everything is power snatch, power clean. And you're not going to do any damage. The knee is solid. So 1 year to the day of the knee surgery, I competed in the Masters Nationals. And I just figured I just wanted a lift. I came in second. I actually had the winning lift overhead. I didn't make it, but I just realized, gee, I could still be competitive doing power snatches and really limited to how much I could lift. So that was in April, and in December, I decided to go to the Worlds, which were in the United States, came in second there, a guy from Japan won. And again, I had the winning lift overhead and didn't make it.
Now,
I'm very happy about being able to still compete and be competitive.
Right. That's quite an amazing story, quite a comeback, a real comeback story.
I'm very happy. Yeah. Wow.
Now, the last time I spoke with you, you said that you were shooting. Your goal was to try to break the. Was this the American clean and jerk record that you were trying to break?
Well, once I looked it up. In the 65 age group, in the 81 class, the records are 70 snatch and 90 clean and jerk. And in both of these past two competitions that I went to last year, I had 91 over my head. So I think I'm fully capable of doing that. And with the snatch, again, it has to be power. I have to be more confident and comfortable that the knee is good and that I can hold that kind of weight over my head. I'm cleaning 91, yet I'm afraid of 70, but it's in a different position.
Right.
And right now, a lot of it's mental. And I didn't compete this year. I'm looking to go and try for these records in November. I didn't go to this year's nationals because, you know, I wanted to back off and give the knee a rest. I want it to last a long time. I want to be in like my 80s when it goes. But It feels great. And everybody asks me, and I tell them, it feels too good. It feels like I can do a squat snatch or anything, but I know there's limits. And squatting, yeah, I'd like to squat heavier, but I don't need it. If I'm cleaning 200, if I get to get a little more up to 210, why do I need to squat 300? I don't.
Right.
So the most I've done both front and back is 250 pounds right now. And I don't need any more. I don't need to put any more stress on my knee. So, and there is no stress. I don't feel anything. But and the weight feels easy. That's why I always say it feels too good.
So right now you're in the, 65 to 69 age group?
Yes, yes. Yes, I am. I'll admit it, yeah.
And what are your, other than, well, we spoke about, you know, your wish to break the clean and jerk record, but do you have any other goals for the future?
Hopefully to just keep lifting. And my wife, Valerie, saw that the Worlds next year are in Finland, and she wants to go to Finland. She says, you can compete, and then we'll make a vacation of
right.
it. I said, all right, yeah, no pressure there. So that's the goal, next year's Nationals, and get to Finland. And you never know who's going to be there.
Right.
You know, in the age group, you never know who's going to show up. Who's in shape? Who's not? So who knows? So just go there and hope for the best. I could only do what I'm capable of.
Right.
And if that gets me a place, great. So like I said, last year I was shocked. I came in second in the Nationals, and I could have, should have won. Could have. And same thing with the Worlds. But I was right there, which is... I'm very happy. Very happy with that.
All right. So, you're also a level one certified weightlifting coach in the USA.
Yeah, I decided to get that. When my wife was at a CrossFit, and they were always asking me questions about lifting. There were one, two, three, four, three women, one guy. I took them to two different meets over the course of 2 years because they just wanted to try it. I didn't really write programs for them. I watched them. You know, I'd come in and help them with technique. Obviously, I was there during the competition. But they're CrossFitters first. And they just wanted to try the Olympic lifting. So at that point, I got the coaching cert.
Right.
And also, good friend Mark Cohen, who ran Police Athletic League for forever in New Jersey. He held the annual high school meets every year for Olympic lifting. You know, I helped coach there when he wasn't around or whatever I could do. So I figured, let me get the cert.
Yeah.
Just in case. Something becomes of it. But I wasn't really looking for anything beyond that.
So. Yes, I do remember going to that Police Athletic League that you spoke about, and there was always a lot of young people there that some of them seemed like they were really into it. And so, you and Mark Cohen did a great job with those youngsters. There was even some women there too, right?
Oh yes, yes. There were some women. He had some young ladies compete at that high school meet, and actually the guy who sponsored it was a teacher at Palisade Park High School. I think he's in charge of getting the trophy and allowing everything to be run at Palisade Park, and we had this. One young lady was rather good. They didn't really like her. They didn't want her lifting because she was going to outshine some of the boys that were there. And actually she did. But that's the funny story about the a couple girls that went there. I know your son went there 1 year.
Yeah, I think he did well. He might have competed twice. I don't remember if it was once or twice.
Yeah, but it was an annual thing. And most of the kids there were from other high school teams, mainly football, some wrestlers, some track kids that were just doing it to stay in shape. Some were fairly serious because there was some good technique, and some of the schools taught them well as far as the lifts go. So it was a big thing. There had to be close to, every year it was close to 100 kids that would show up. You know, it went very fast, but the meet itself, but there were a lot of kids from mainly Bergen County schools. But that's, BAL doesn't exist anymore, but it was a great thing.
Yeah, I remember that. I think the guy's name was Ron Penediso or something like that.
Oh, boy. Ron Panasini. 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 He had something to do with the athletic department of the high school. I wasn't sure what his title was. If he ran the athletic department, right. I'm not sure.
And the gentleman who you tied with at the 84 Nationals, that was Mark Lavelle.
Mark Lavelle. Yes. Like I say, I think there was a meet in Chicago, a Masters meet, and he happened to be there. He came up to me. He recognized me. And that's when he told me the whole story. And my nice guy, very nice guy.
Yeah, yes, he is. So one last question before we wrap things up, George. What are some of your hobbies or things you enjoy doing outside, you know, other than lifting? What are some of your hobbies? And
actually, now being retired, it's just doing stuff around the house. There's always jobs to do around the house, cleaning up, maintenance, yard work, gardening things. Bought a bicycle, so I'll go for bike rides. Again, that's easy on the knees. That's about it. My wife and I are traveling now. You know, do some day trips, local stuff. You know, the Bronx Zoo, we've been there. Botanical Gardens we did this summer. We just went to the U.S. Open, the tennis, last week. We went bowling for the first time. I mean, things like that. Just anything to stay active. Anything.
All the things you're not able
but
to
lifting
do
takes
when you're
up
working.
A lot. I'm doing 3 days a week. Maybe a fourth day just to work on mobility. You know, as you age, I don't have to tell you, things start to tighten up.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm just trying to stay loose and as flexible as I can. Because I've noticed when the knee started bothering me, you get little injuries, you adjust to that. You compensate. And you start shifting and tightening up. And I got up how many years before I had the surgery and got it fixed. You know, I started changing my technique and leaning forward, and I've got to undo all that. You know, it's a few years of undoing, and that's what's been happening. I'm feeling so much better now.
Right. Excellent. There was a time when you and Valerie were pretty heavily into the scuba diving, right?
Oh, yeah. That was years ago, yeah. We used to do dive trips, Caribbean stuff. We've been to the Galapagos. We've been to Australia. We've been to like South Pacific area, some local stuff. But don't do it anymore. I don't think it's because of age. It's kind of a been there, done that type thing for me. You know, we've seen stuff. We've seen various types of sharks, believe it or not. In Australia, we got to actually touch one. Which was pretty cool, and various fish, big fish, small fish, a lot of wrecks. There we've been in Florida. There's a lot of shipwrecks down there. So we've done all that. So we really don't dive anymore. And yeah, I was actually a dive instructor for for a couple of years, you know, taught people, but it was a lot of work. You know, I was working full time. And then on weekends, you go and you teach people, or in the evenings, in a classroom and pool sessions. And it just at the point there, it got too tough. I guess what I really liked was weightlifting, and it started to take away from that. So I kind of stopped the instructing thing so I could focus more right. on now lifting.
Okay, George, it was a pleasure to interview you, and after all these.
Thank you. Yeah, it was good to talk about this stuff. Yeah, I know you're still lifting. Still,
you know, not just like you, you know, not quite as much as we used to do, but still enjoy it.
Right. But you accept that. Yeah.
Yes.
You accept that. I've taken, I can't think about what right. I used to do back when we talked earlier. I look at it, I'm in a 65 age group. All right, what are my new personal records? Or I just turned 67. What are my new personal records at 67 years old? Okay. Like, for instance, last Friday, I was training with Mark Cohen. I power cleaned, what was it, 87 for a double. That's a new personal record at 67 right. years old. So yeah. That's how I have to look at it. And that's how I do look at it. Yeah. So, and I hope to improve on that.
So. Well, that's pretty much the same approach that I'm taking. You know, you get to that point where you have to get over the fact that you can't do what you used to do, and you have to accept it. So, like you said,
that's how it was when I first the master's competition started at 35, and when I was 35 in my late 30s, I didn't want to know anything. I just realized, geez, I can't lift right. what I used to lift anymore, and I wish I had participated. And not waited a few years to get into the masters. I didn't get into it until like 40-ish. When I realized, all right, I'm 40 years old. Let's try this. And, So I blocked that stuff out now. Like, I'm not 30, I'm not 40, I'm not 50 anymore. So, and you go with it. And I'm incredibly happy with my knee and how everything's going, and the fact that I can still lift and be competitive and compete and be competitive at it. Right. It's great. It's great.
Well, it's a great story. You know, you've made comeback after comeback. And what is it now? Like at least 50 years, almost 50 years that you've been competing.
Well, I think it was 18 or 19 was my first.
Close to 50 years.
Yeah.
Of competing.
Yeah, believe it or not. Yeah. You know, minor injuries, tweaks and sprains and whatnot along the way, but you learn to deal with them.
Right.
And I'm sure you know that too. As does everybody. Everybody who lifts, yeah.
Well, it was a pleasure to interview you. Finally, I've been wanting to do this for a long time.
Thank you. This was fun.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun, and
We'll do this again in another 5-10 years, maybe. How's that? We're both still lifting, good. All right?
Then you'll be breaking records in the 77-year-old group.
Yeah, I hope so. That would be nice. That'd be nice. Just to keep doing it.
Right.
It's fun.
Okay, George. Well, hopefully we'll get to train together again soon.
Yeah, we have to do that. Yeah, I'll come up and, yeah. Do something. That was a nice place, your YMCA. That's really great. Platforms and there's nobody there.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.